York, and it's so hot. It's so hot, Pat. That's what all the agents out there are saying. How's the market?
Oh, it's hot in here and out there.
It's ridiculous. It's such everywhere. A great market. It's crazy. It's another line you'll hear. It's crazy, man. I'm going crazy over here, but it is true. The market is pretty good right now if you're a seller. I would argue also if you're a buyer. There is one really, really bad situation brewing in the real estate market, which is hurting the inventory, which is causing already built resale properties to skyrocket in value, maybe even above where they should be. And that's the construction industry, Pat. I'm Byron Lazine, one in company, William Ravis Real Estate. We've got Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, Real Estate Radio. I want to dig into this one because people that are, like you were saying before we got on the show here, your compadre at work, Andy, over at Barnum Plans, who's halted his construction of a luxury item, a pool house. But people that are trying to build to combat the low inventory and the trouble finding a home are finding that it's not even affordable to do that.
You're getting compounded problems too now, right? Because people are buying land where they could build because they can't necessarily afford the homes. Now the land is starting to jump up in prices. We talked with, remember the guy last week that called in about subdividing his lot, building, and then selling off some of it. If you don't have the land price has gone up because there's no land to pick up and everyone's getting those instead of the houses. Now you're adding the cost of materials and labor on top of that. I mean, where's it going to give, Byron? Where's it going
to
give?
It has to give. What I say, I've been saying this one for years. It always has to give with the land owner. The value of the land goes down because if the material is high and it costs a lot to build and there's a value on homes and comps and what they sell for, unfortunately, even though I know, Pat, they're not making any more land. I've heard this before.
It's a clever realtor line, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a real clever one. But the truth is the land is really of only value if there's an asset sitting on top of that. You know, somebody builds a home, something of use, something of utility. So, you know, right now in this market, the land has to take the hit listen, there are builders. You would think in a market where we're at the all-time lowest inventory we've ever seen for single family homes in Connecticut, you would think that builders would just be throwing up homes left and right, but they're literally stopping because the cost of materials just continues to skyrocket. And the shortage, some of the materials they can't even get. Pat, do you know who JD Manning is? He's an agent in Arizona.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
I am. I know the name from some social media content. Okay.
Yeah, JD follows the Real Word podcast, and he sent me on Instagram, which you can connect with me there, at Byron Lazine, if you'd like. He sent me a DM. This was from Fulton Homes out there in Arizona. Here's the letter. Sales associate, since the COVID-19 pandemic hit over a year ago, we have been on constant alert and scrambling to manage our labor and material goods. Blah, blah, blah. Skipping to the good part here. Yesterday, we received notice that LP Tech Shield Radiant Barrier roof sheathing is no longer available. And we currently have 1,100 homes under construction. 1,100 homes. That's like basically all of Connecticut building permits in a year. But this is just one developer in one part of a little different market out there in Arizona. Anyways, two-thirds of these 1,100 homes will have no roofing solution as of today. That's not just a problem, Pat, in Arizona. It's a problem everywhere where there is a lack of materials for builders. So this particular developer, Fulton Homes, they've always stood firm on refusing to refund buyer deposits. You know, once they pay for the permit and start building, they're locked in. Their deposit's non-refundable. However, in these unprecedented times, they are giving people back their $20,000 deposits. Now, wow. JD Manning, who's an agent out there, said they're also those people that are like, okay, I don't want to wait for all the materials to come in to get my home. They're relisting these homes in those situations for more money. So they're capitalizing on a low inventory market and trying to make up, you know, when they started building 1,100 homes, price of materials were at one cost and now they are another. I think a sheet of plywood is over $60. Somebody posted on Facebook that they saw one like Lowe's or Facebook or Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever for over $90. But the common cost for builders to acquire right now is between $60 and $65, where just, you know, six to 12 months ago, that was $25 to $30 a sheet.
Your rock star cohort there, Mr. Ryan Casey, shared his observation just for the consumer. And it was kind of, I mean, like, it was obscene, like the amount of, like, the cost from March of last year to this year. Like, just insane. I mean, like, I think he said it was like less than $40 a sheet. Consumer
for the
price,
for
right?
The consumer, yeah. Right? And I'm talking builder price, $25 to $30, and then and then now builders are paying over $60, which is just that's an over 100% increase.
Yeah, it's just and you know, again, where do you go from there, right? If you're the consumer, what do you do? You know, these builders, I mean, granted there are margins to play with, but there's still profit to be made. There's costs involved. All that gets transferred to somebody, and if they're not, you know, they can eat some of it, then I'm sure that they do in an attempt to keep the doors open and keep business running, because eventually you price yourself out and no one will hire you, and obviously then that's a whole separate set of problems. But you're still running into this issue where you can't even get half the stuff. To your point now, like the roof sheathing, pretty important part of putting together a roof. Like the underlayment is kind of like, you know, literally the first layer besides the plywood, and if you can't get it, what are you supposed to do?
Well, over at 66 High Street, Pat, we're, you know, sold out now on the LEAP building, except for we've got the model unit left if somebody wanted to buy that. And it's actually open tomorrow from 12 to 2. But 66 High Street has one more phase left, the Chittenden building. The LEAP building is record-setting for New Haven County. We smashed every single record, price per square foot, highest condo sales of all time. The Whitfield building is sold out. The Mill building is sold out. And we have one building left. We have a huge waiting list of people literally just waiting to put down six-figure non-refundable deposits. And the builder, developer, Horton Group, will not release pricing until he can get the cost and availability of steel under control, because he wants to stay in line with the comps throughout the project. Obviously, scarcity, final phase, you know, these units are always going to trade at a little bit of a higher value than the beginning of the project, but he doesn't want it to be so out of whack, right? He wants it to be in line with the entire project. And so we're waiting, believe it or not, to take people's six-figure non-refundable deposits until he can really get a grasp on the hard cost of the project, which is just mind-boggling. Most developers that have an opportunity to take deposits are taking those every single day of the week. All right. We come back. We're going to give away some of Martin's money. We got to do that. And we'll offer up maybe some solutions if you're thinking about building in this market. Real Estate Radio, we come back. Martin's money is going to be flowing. You're listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. It'll cost $300,000, $301,000 and change to be exact, to build a house, or between, here's a big spread, $157K and $477K, spending on an average of $100 to $200 per square foot means a 2,800 square foot home costs $280,000 to $560,000 to build. Obviously, a lot of variables that go into which end you would fit in at. Custom and luxury homes, yeah, that's a big range. Custom and luxury homes cost $200 to $500 per square foot. Labor makes up roughly what percentage of the build cost? Here's a question for the listeners. 860-464-9490. Labor makes up roughly what percentage of the build costs, with permits, design fees, and materials making up the rest? If you were listening to the first segment, materials have dramatically increase the cost of building a home today. But what percentage of the total cost does labor roughly make up? 860-464-9490. If you can guess that percentage, Pat, you wanted to make it easy. You want to say over or under 50%?
Yeah.
Get a little gift card flowing. What do we got? Yeah. Sneakers? Sneakers gift card? Sneakers and Groton. If you want a gift card to Sneakers, tremendous food, then all you got to do is call on 860-464-9490 and tell us what percentage, over or under 50-50, coin flip chance to get the gift card, over under 50% does labor make up the build cost? Probably have some builders listening right now who want to see if this number is accurate according to our source. If you're a builder and you disagree with the number once we give it out later in the show, love to hear from you as well. 860-464-9490. What percentage of the build cost does labor make up in building a single family home? Pat, there's here's where I was just talking to Nick Uccello, who owns Uccello Development, Fox Hop Yard, which is also, it's open right now, I think. Fox Hop Yard is open right now today until 1 o'clock and tomorrow 11 to 1 as well. If you want to go check out 607 Fox Hop Yard Road, you can go to the open house today till 1 and tomorrow 11 to 1. Anyways, that particular model home is on for $1.1 million, a touch under $1.1.
It comes with a Jill if you go today.
If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate if you want to see us streaming the show. Jill is got Fox Hop Yard right behind her. Beautiful twilight shot of the property, which sits on the third fairway. Anyways, that property, which is listed right now for $1.1 million, Nick said if he were to build that using the cost of materials today, this is already built, it's 4,500 plus square feet, it's gorgeous, you know, really custom finishes, great finish work. Anyways, if you were to build that using the cost of material today, he would have to list it over $1.3 million. So in about a two, he's saying probably $1.35, you know, if he had to guess. So about a $250,000 jump just off of the material cost for that same home. All right, we've got Brian from Rhode Island. Brian, where in Rhode Island are you?
I'm out of Charlestown, Rhode Island, guys.
Oh, beautiful town. Beautiful town. Did you build your home or did you buy a resale?
I'm actually in the process of renovating a 1942 ranch-style house in Charlestown. I started in August, and yeah, hopefully we'll be in by June. It's been almost a year, but things are going good.
Have you seen the impact of, you know, your trips to Home Depot and Lowe's and UBS start to jack up these prices?
Yeah. Especially as you guys were talking about plywood, I mean, it's insane. Building materials alone, I mean, a sheet of CDX has gone up from, you know, to $55 almost, and it's just crazy. It wasn't even close to that 6 months to a year ago. But, yeah, it's been a wild shift.
So, Brian, what's your guess on labor costs? What percentage of the build cost do they make up? Is it over or under 50%?
I'm going to guess under 50%.
Good guess. You got it right. We're not going to give the number just yet because we're going to give away some more of Martin's money, but you've nailed it. It is under 50%. Brian, you're headed to Sneakers in Groton. You ever been to Sneakers?
I haven't, no.
Well, enjoy it, my friend. It is quite a treat. I like the Annie's Reuben. It's a pastrami sandwich. If you like pastrami, it's fantastic. Martin, my friend over at Service Station Equipment, he likes the shrimp scampi. He just holds the scampi. I'd include the scampi if I were you, Brian. I think you can handle it. Stay in the line. Our boy Mikey is going to get... Chris is out today, so Mikey's going to get you hooked up and take down your information so we can get you that card, all right?
Awesome. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Enjoy your new ranch home, newly renovated ranch home in Charlestown. I love that town.
I hope to. Hopefully, we'll be, like I said, hopefully we'll be in by June. But I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good. Be well, Brian.
All right. Have a good one.
It's a good time to get into that house, too, June.
I didn't know you had such an affinity to Charlestown.
Oh, that's a gorgeous town.
It is.
I do love it.
I was going to bop over to Dave's Coffee.
So you guys do realize that we're all pronouncing it wrong because we use the R, right? Just so we're all clear.
Charles.
Like it's, I'm just saying, like we all actually use the R.
I think the R is used for the Rhode Island one and not the Massachusetts one.
Maybe Sam from Wesley will call in and correct us. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, Brian, you hung up too fast. We can't give you gift cards if you hang up.
Brian, you hung up. Call back in 860-464-9490 so we can get you hooked up with your gift card. All right.
I had to get back to that construction project. He was very, very focused. So.
Well, he wants to get in by June. He wants to enjoy the summer. I don't blame him.
No.
If you missed out on that gift card, we've got more. Don't worry. We've got plenty of Martin's money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. And if you want to call in and get a shot at the second gift card giveaway, the number is 860-464-9490. Hopefully Brian is calling in before you so he doesn't get blocked out. And if you can guess what the percentage that labor actually makes up, Brian was correct. It is under 50% of the build cost. We'll go increments of 10%. What percentage does labor make up in the build cost when building a new home? Permits, design fees, materials make up the rest. Materials are dramatically shooting up, which is causing the cost of these homes to go. Really, they're going into a stratosphere that is not even buildable. So the builders, not even the home, you know, the buyers are like, okay, I'm out. I'm not going to buy. The builders are just stopping. And it's affecting everything. It's actually affecting our parade of homes this year, too, which is put on by the HBRA of Central Connecticut, Home Builders Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut. That'll be April 24th and 25th. Jill, there are, though, a number of homes on the parade this year. How many?
I think 17 you can tour in person. I have to fact check that, but it's around 17.
Yeah, it's definitely in that range. And you can go over to pohct.com if you want to pick up your tickets. We can actually give some tickets away on this show. We usually do that. We'll do that either this week or next week. And 607 Fox Hop Yard Road and 66 High Street will both be on the tour. One of the things I will say, Pat, here are some options if you do want to build a home. If you want to build a really median priced home in a certain town, I would say don't do it. Okay. We just sold out Carroll Drive over in Mottville, P&H Construction. They did the unthinkable. They put together, we've talked about that project a whole bunch on this show, Carroll Drive in Uncasville. And literally, Bill, owner of P&H Construction, Bill Panides, did an unbelievable thing where he put out a product that was super affordable, really well done, high end. I mean, most of the project was done on the previous material costs. He wouldn't be able to do that same exact pricing right now, but we're talking about homes that sold between 330, 340. In the beginning of the project, some of them even went lower. 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage, AC, just an unbelievable thing that he did. If you're going and just and you're not a builder and you've never built before and you're thinking today you're going to hit those prices, like a median price point, I would say do not build. Go in as hard as it is, go and compete in the multiple offer situations. Your low interest rates are going to help you there, and go try to find a resale home. If you're thinking about the luxury end, like a Fox Hop Yard project, you do have some more room to work and absorb some of these rising material costs. So it might make sense if you can rent and really wait for 15 months to kind of let things settle out and build as you go. A luxury item makes sense there. Median price point, I would definitely hold off and go for resale right now. If you're a builder and you can put out a product at the median price point somehow, some way, like Bill just did, then sure. Go ahead and do that. They'll sell in a heartbeat. We've got Marvin on the line quickly before we go to break. Marvin, what is up, my friend?
How are you doing today?
How are you?
Not bad at all. I finally got a Saturday where I can sit on the couch and listen to you and focus on the Facebook page.
I love it. Thank you.
I've been running around so much. You're welcome.
And Facebook, of course, is over at One and Company Real Estate, if anyone wants to join the action over there. Marvin, we've got a couple of minutes here. What are you thinking about?
Well, this is an interesting swing because, I'm dealing with a few piece of property around, nothing new construction. And this isn't like being in Florida where new construction is common. This is Connecticut, and there's not a whole lot of new construction. So I'm going to throw, I think the labor's up there here in Connecticut. I'm going to say 30%.
Ooh, you are very close, my friend. That's not the number. But I will say, Marvin, and we're going in increments of 10%, and it's under 50. Marvin, you are very, very close. So that's a big hint for the next caller, 860-464-9490. What percent does labor make up of the build cost? Marvin was right there, but not all the way. So, Marvin, appreciate the call. You were very close, my friend.
Well, you're welcome, because I eat at Sneakers all the time, and I'll just bum some money off Martin McKinney on my own.
Just bum some off of Martin. Do that. Get the Annie's Reuben. What's your favorite dish there?
What's that?
What's your favorite dish, quickly?
I like the steak. I love the steak lunch. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do a great job there. The clam chowder's fantastic there. If you like fish and chips, and, you know, you're like me, you're a Roman Catholic, you go down on Friday, get the fish and chips. And
there you go.
Nothing comes out of that kitchen bad. That's good kitchen.
It's a great spot, great food. Thank you, Marvin.
You're welcome. Support
your local Connecticut restaurants, just like Service Station Equipment does every single week. We're coming right back. We'll give away some more of Martin's money. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, and we've got Scott on the line. Scott, where are you calling from?
From Mystic.
Scott from Mystic. Scott, did you build your Mystic home, or do you have an old classic Mystic home?
No, we've been in our house for 25 years, and it's a neighborhood.
Excellent. Scott, do you have a guess for what percentage of the build cost labor makes up? I'm going to give you a couple of big hints here in case you weren't listening earlier. It's under 50%, and Marvin called in and was incorrect at 30%, but very close. So in increments of 10%, what percent does the labor cost make up of the build cost?
I'm going to say 40%.
You smart man, Scott. You followed the advice brilliantly, and you are absolutely correct. 40% is the answer, with permits, design fees, and materials, which are skyrocketing currently, making up the rest. So approximately 40% of the build cost is the labor. Scott, you're headed to Sneakers Cafe, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Scott, you ever been to Sneakers?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish there?
Let's see.
Is it? It can be a liquid dish.
25 years since I've been there, so I don't even remember what I had.
There was actually more pressure on your favorite dish than there was on you guessing to win the gift card.
Well, they're still in business. Exactly. They're still in business, and like all of our great small local businesses, we want to keep them in business. So Martin's going to send you over there for a free meal. Stay on the line so we can get you hooked up and get you over to Sneakers Cafe.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Mikey V, go ahead and grab the mic. Mikey V is filling in for Chris.
Well, we still have Mariah happening? From Norwich. What's happening here?
We can get to Maria. We don't have a question for Maria now. So
I mean, I like Mikey V, but our
listeners Mikey V from The Whale.
Yes, sir. What's happening, guys?
Is filling in for Chris, and you commented on our private Zoom, they don't sell sneakers. Are you unfamiliar with Sneakers Cafe in Groton?
Can you fill me in, please?
Oh my gosh, this is a great watering hole, but you know, you wouldn't think that they have such delicious meals, and they do. They've got some of the best food in all of New London County. Sneakers Cafe. You've got to go over there, Mikey V. You know what? If Brian doesn't call back and claim his gift card, we'll give you that one.
We definitely got. Brian did call back, so he's hooked up. Right, but you keep talking about that Reuben. Now I'm really hungry.
Yeah, you got to go get that Reuben, even maybe today. And if you like to drink, there's plenty of that going on there, too.
Oh, you know me then.
Let's see if Maria has anything to add to the conversation here. Maria from Norwich.
Hi, Byron. You're the best. You got the stats. It's very interesting. And I know Planet Construction, that's Bill Piniaz in Heller.
That's right. Bill and his partner, John Heller. Absolutely.
Yes. And Bill and his wife, I've known them for like 50 years, over 50 years, because we went to the same high school. But, you know.
Are they not the most amazing people?
Huh?
Aren't they the most amazing people?
Oh, he's a sweetheart. And in fact, I kind of introduced him to his wife because I knew the Austins. That's her name.
Tell us everything. Tell us the love story.
Ever since.
Tell us details.
Well, he has stopped by my house on occasion. And when I'm like driving around or whatever, he's there. Sweetheart, great people. They have two children.
Yes.
Samuel and I think Leah.
Yeah, they're an amazing family, and Bill his partner again over at P&H Construction run an awesome business.
Barbara's
also,
his wife.
And she's the real Barbara is the real engine behind the whole thing. They also have P&H Septic, so any of your septic needs, definitely hit them up. Maria, thank you for sharing that matchmaking love story. I appreciate that.
Yes, and the other guy beat me to it because I was going to say 40%. But, okay, so I'll be listening.
Thanks, Maria. You be well. Enjoy your Saturday.
You too. Bye-bye.
I was hoping for a little more dirt. I got to be honest with you. I thought we were going to have some really juicy stories here about P&H. Yeah. That's all right.
Juicy like this, Reuben?
Yeah.
Mikey V's into it.
Mikey V's into the Reuben. Go over to facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate, and you can see our live stream here of the show. Jill has this delicious, mouth-watering Reuben from Sneakers.
Look at the marble rye just kicking right there.
Yeah. I know we're talking a lot about Sneakers today, but there's so many great restaurants that we want to support. We'd love for everybody to help support. You can go over to giftcardproject.com if you want to support, of course. And, do what you can. Just go out and buy gift cards. You know, go and outdoor dining is going to start coming back here. Go support these restaurants. They have been through a lot over the last year. They still need our help. It's going to take a while for them to get back to where they once were. And anything we can do, along with service station equipment, would be amazing. So keep giving back to your restaurants. We want to continue to support them. I know I don't like the
ones that are still here, right? I mean, that's it's been a long 14 months for a lot of these places. So
absolutely. We got to check in on our buddies over in Norwich. Remember
these guys?
Yeah, we had them on. That was a heartbreaking story.
Yeah. I see new brews being posted on their social media every.
All right, good.
Couple
so they're hanging
days,
in.
So I think they're plugging through.
They are hanging in. That is a good thing.
Are they in their new location?
I don't think so. To be fair, it's pictures of brewing tanks, which don't have a lot of context. Very large silver vessels kind of makes it hard to tell. But I mean, I do know. I mean, you know, hats off. I know Norwich definitely stepped up to try to support their local businesses. You know, I know a lot of towns did, but like I know Norwich was definitely a big push for a lot of those. And that's a rough area. Like the whole downtown's been going through a lot of renovation and a lot of, you know, steps forward in the last decade or so. And to see those guys keep fighting along is definitely awesome. We'll have to check in on them.
Are we ready for the rewind?
Yeah, I was just going to say, before we have to hit a break, let's do the rewind, the one and company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind. For the week, we were busy this week. Oh, Mikey V, he's even got the LD music down. Good call on that, Mikey V. We had 5 new listings, 12 properties going to contract, and 7 closings. We had listings in Madison, 45 Sandalwood Drive, $355,000. That one is already under contract. That's how quick this market's moving. We also have new listings at 23 Marshway in Stratford, Connecticut. This is a $72,000 single-family home. You couldn't buy land and build it anywhere close to that. It is a one-bedroom, but this is a great alternative to renting. 23 Marshway, Stratford, $72,500. 91 Founders Village in Clinton on for $135,000. That was multiple offers and is now under contract. 27 Carroll Ave in Killingly, $210,000. Another bargain deal. That one is also under contract. Now, unfortunately, all these new listings, and this is how quick the market is moving, folks. They are coming on and going off. Also a new listing, 110 Island View Terrace in Brantford, on for $179,000. That one I know is receiving offers, so move quickly over to oneandcompany.com if you want information on that. Jill, are there any other new listings that came out late in the week that are not on this list? Yeah, 2320 Long Hill Road in Guilford, $385,000, also receiving offers. 8849 Bunnington Road in Groton on for $275,000. Fully updated ranch. That one also receiving offers, but still available. 849 Bunnington Road in Groton. Move quickly on that. Things are happening there this weekend. That's it for the new listings. We have under contracts. We had 12 of them. Under contracts in Essex, Torrington, Milford, Cheshire, Meriden, Stonington, East Haven, Clinton, Norwich, no, Newtown. I was going to say Norwich Town. There you go, Jill. Zoom that up for me. Guilford, Meriden, and Meriden. Those are the under contracts for One and Company. And we had closings in Meriden, West Haven, Old Saybrook, Stratford, Madison, Marlborough, and Groton. That is your One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. Rewind for the week. We had, as you can see, or hear, rather, we had activity in New London County, Middlesex County, New Haven County, and Hartford County, just dominating Connecticut. All right, the open houses, 11 to 1 today, so until 1 o'clock, you still have some time to get over to Fox Hop Yard. Fox Hop Yard Golf Course, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road, is available to see. That's an Ucello development on for just under $1.1 million. We have custom home built packages starting as low as $599,000. You get a free 1-year golf membership when you build with Ucello Development. Go over to Fox Hop Yard Road today and tomorrow until 1 o'clock. 11 to 1 tomorrow, today until 1 o'clock. Fox Hop Yard Road, follow the signs to 607 Fox Hop Yard to see the model house and see what you could build for as low as $599. Also, tomorrow, 12 to 2, 66 High Street. That is a Horton Group development. You can see the model home in the LEAP building, which is also the last unit available for $1 million over at 66 High Street, downtown Guilford. The LEAP building, of course, broke every single New Haven County record. We set records, Pat, for the most price per square foot sales, top five, and the highest top five condo sales in New Haven County's history of life. The entire time that county has been alive, there have been no records set like the ones One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate set at the 66 High Street project. If you want the very last unit left in the LEAP building, run over there tomorrow, 12 to 2. Also, if you've got any buying or selling needs, you can go over to oneandcompany.com. And if you want an offer on your home, you don't want to deal with 27 showings and 13 offers and the hassle of all of that, and you just want an offer within 24 hours, you can go over to homeofferct.com, and we will get you an offer on your home in the next 24 hours. Homeofferct.com. Did I get that website right, Jill? You're looking at me on the Facebook like I am absolutely insane. I got it right. All right, homeofferct.com if you want an instant offer on your house. All right, we come back. We'll talk about what that home offer actually means and more. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Kelsey might disagree with me, but I think we have found the greatest radio voice of all time in Mikey V, our fill-in for Chris. Let's hear it one more time, Mikey V.
What's happening, guys?
There it is. There it is. He's using.
I was waiting for him to go full silence and just do nothing. Like, oh, God, come on.
He's using Lee's mic. We still have not gotten those Lee Elsie t-shirts, Jill. We need those for the home show.
I'm on it.
Don't give me the
emoji.
That's
such a dismissive okay. Like, hey, whatever.
No, I'm on it. No, I'm going to put the pedal to the metal on those. I'm excited about them.
Well, you don't have a choice but to do pedal. We have like
I'm
nine
hesitant
hours
about
now.
The coattails in the back. But
Mikey V, here's the t-shirt idea. You ready?
Yeah, let me see it.
So, well, you're not going to be able to see it, but I'll describe it to you. All right.
Close your eyes, Mikey V. He's going to take you on a journey.
Here we go.
Envision this. We have a Real Estate Radio t-shirt with coattails. So think of like a suit coattails on the back of the t-shirt.
Hmm.
And it says, riding Lee Elsie's coattails. What do you think of that?
You know what? It sounds like a great idea.
An American flag on the left arm.
An American flag. I mean, I love Lee Elsie, but you guys do a great show too. You don't need to ride any coattails.
I feel like there's consternation in Mike's voice. He's not as committed to this project as we are.
We're on 94.9 for a reason. Lee's got such a great audience. We're just riding his coattails.
I hear you on that. Yeah, do it. I like that. I like that idea big time.
And right, on the other sleeve, we're going to get the Bang Zoom.
Yeah. What? Bang Zoom on one sleeve. Bang Zoom for Martin McKinney, Service Station Equipment. American flag, because Martin does not pay for t-shirts that doesn't have an American flag on them. We got the coattails on the back. It's going to look like a NASCAR, like a car in NASCAR with like 17 different things happening on this t-shirt.
It's actually going to be the mullet of t-shirts.
Yeah. What about those jackets that we used to get like if you played football? You know what I'm talking about? Like some of those.
Letterman?
Yeah.
Letterman jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you played like four sports, you had stuff happening all over it. Pins and whatnot. We should get some pins on this t-shirt, but just graphic pins.
Yeah,
some
Mikey,
pins
on Mikey, you sound like you're probably like a boy's medium, so we'll make sure we get you hooked up with a couple of shirts.
Mikey's a large.
Yeah, I'll send you my Facebook. I mean, I'm more of like a 2X, you know.
A 2X.
Maybe 3.
Like
he's, obviously he's very
I'll be
tall.
Honest. I'll be honest.
Obviously a very, very tall guy.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm tall.
Mikey V, check him out over at The Whale. The best fill-in we've ever had for Chris. Chris is obviously our guy. We love Chris. We hope he's having an incredible day off. But
yeah,
by far the best fill-in.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Tied with Lee Elsie.
By far the best tie with some.
Thank you.
It's strange. So, can you explain to me this home thing? Because like I saw it, you posted it quickly. It's been 51 minutes. I got no idea. I want to know. Tell me and the people.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you want to sell your home like in days and not have people do showings, and you just want to just look, you just want to take a peek, Pat, at an instant offer. Okay. I just want to see what somebody would pay cash within days, and I don't have to show it. I don't have to clean it. I don't have to get it ready for open houses or any of that kind of stuff. And you just want to receive an offer in your email. Hey, here's an offer. You can accept it or decline it. All you got to do is go fill out a little bit of information. You'll have an offer within 24 hours. No strings attached, Pat. You go to homeofferct.com, One & Company partnered with William Ravis, of course, our broker, for the Ravis Purchase Program, where we will make you an offer within 24 hours on your home. You just go to homeofferct.com, fill out some information. Somebody will get in touch with you, take a little bit of information down about the home, and get you an automatic offer in the next 24 hours.
You found it.
Over on Facebook.
You would look spectacular.
I saw the towel thing, and I was like, what's going on here? What are we doing?
Yeah,
I want to go to
towel.
Can you get me into towel?
I'll try my best. You know, John Fuller wanted me to get him in there, too. And I
went to towel last night.
Oh, I'll be back there April 18th. I'll be on the ones and twos.
So I called humble brag from Jill here. Just just to drop in.
Who
did
she know to get in there? Yeah. I heard they're backed up.
So I call Tao and I say I want to make a reservation for 8 people on Saturday, May 15th, which happens to be the home show. We'll be doing this show live from the Service Station Equipment booth at the home show at Mohegan Sun. And so I want to get a little, you know, a little party going that night. So I say 8 people reservation Saturday, May 15th. Let's do it. The very nice person that picked up the phone, she says, "Oh, we only take reservations of 12 or more if it's like a certain distance out, you know, because this is pretty far out from me. Yeah, I said okay, make it 12. Huh. And she just sits there on the phone. She just like was radio silence. I'm like, so are we making it 12 or what are we doing here? She's like, well, I got to take your information down. Somebody's going to have to call you back. I give her my information. I get no call back, Mikey V. But it looks like, according to your IG, your Instagram, right. What's his Instagram handle so people can go follow him, Jill?
That's DJ Mike VEC, Mike Vec.
There we go. I'm going to follow you.
Thank you.
I'm going to follow you, of course. I see that you're a big player at Tao. Can you get me in May 15th? Can you lock in a reservation for me, Martin McKinney, all the boys and girls, service station equipment? We're doing the home show. We're doing this show live. We need a reservation there.
I got to lock this in on the air?
Yeah.
What happens if I don't come through with it?
That means we can replay this forever in your ear and say, hey, you promised.
I did.
Yeah, out of the four of us, Mikey, you're the only one whose name is on a Tao billboard anywhere. So, like...
All right. I'll do what I can do for sure. I'll definitely hit him up. And then I don't want to change the subject either. Somebody texted me saying they will go on a date with me if I ask them out on the air.
Ooh, do you want to do that?
What
right
do you
now?
Think?
Yeah,
I got a text.
You should
though.
Do it. I think you should do it. Is she listening?
I think so. Yeah.
It's like a weird hybrid of like internet dating and the old school radio at the same time. Like, I don't really know what's happening.
She knows you have the in at Tao. That's why she's. She's trying to get this date.
Story of my life. I'm telling you.
Wait, are you going to do it?
Yeah, what's her name? We did a little matchmaking story earlier.
Help me out with the phone number, 860-464.
Yeah. 9490. 860-464-9490. Call in if you want to date Mikey V.
Let's see if...
If you make a compelling argument, we might even throw in a gift card for your first date.
A match at Sneakers?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll send you guys to Sneakers. If, since
you know,
you're getting...
Great. First date food is that Reuben.
No more romantic spot.
They got great food. You don't have to get the Reuben. They've got tremendous food. And you know what? You don't have to use up your reservation clout on anybody else except for us. So we could send you to Oleo's, Sneakers. Where do you want to go?
That sounds like a fair trade. Sneakers and I'll get you in Tao.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think it is. How is Tao? Tell me about it.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, I mean, Jill can fill you in. You know, what did you get to eat?
I had the sashimi trio.
Oh yeah,
it was tuna, salmon, and yellowfish, yellowtail, and then I had the tuna tartare starter and lobster cup. I mean, shrimp cups, shrimp lettuce cups.
Sake or no sake?
I didn't get sake. I had a sensei cocktail, which was bourbon and orange bitters. So it was kind of like their take on an old fashioned. I felt.
What about they have a giant fortune cookie dessert?
I looked at that, but I went for the carrot cake, which was potted carrot cake. It looked
the one
too,
in like
was,
a flower pot.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, I saw the Palamo's Instagram, who was also a DJ.
Yeah, Jason, right?
Jason.
I know Jason. DJ Melee. Big shout out to my dude,
DJ Melee. So he went to Tao, and all the DJs they get reservations. All of us. Real estate folks, we don't get any reservations. But anyways,
I'll make some calls for you.
Palamo posted that flower pot looking dessert, looked crazy on his Instagram. Palamo, by the way, is signed up with One & Company to start his next venture as a real estate professional.
I heard about that. Maybe I should follow suit.
You and anyone can follow suit, Mikey V. All you got to do is go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. We are giving back anybody looking to switch careers or get into the real estate industry. We are giving out scholarships and paying for you to go get your real estate license. Go to realestateagentscholarship.com to sign up for that. Jill is just showing some more of the Tao sushi, which is ridiculous.
That was a nice segue right there.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Real good segue, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think the narration of it was really made it. The weird sneaky child trying to get caught face Jill was making is scrolling through food pictures.
Pat hates it when I compliment my own personal segues, but I appreciate you doing that. Picking up radio guy Mikey V picks up on everything.
I've had fun with you guys.
No, we've appreciated you, man. You were awesome, and I mean, we've had some people fill in for Chris in the past. Not Lee Elsie, of course. He was great, but we had some other guys that just didn't live up to the bill. You exceeded it. You were amazing.
Thanks,
I have a pretty important question
for me or
for Byron. Actually,
I thought Jill was going to ask you. I thought Jill was going
to
ask you.
Hey, I'm ready to go. Single guy, turned 30 this year.
860-464-9490. Go ask that that Mikey V for a date. What do you got,
Jill? This question is for Byron. So now you have your second show that airs on Sundays.
Yeah, WDRC, Sundays at 1. We want a new time slot, but that's where we're at right now. John Fuller has not pulled any strings, which, John, we need you to pull some strings, get us off of that time slot. But right now it's Sundays, 1 p.m., WDRC.
Which radio show do you enjoy more?
Oh, this one by far.
Okay.
This one, the WDRC one is a total racket. We may cancel that. I don't even know.
Yeah, no.
No, we don't want to cancel.
That's the studio Fuller, right next to the whale.
I know. John's got to get us on a different time slot. Johnny Fuller, we love you. I know Mikey V couldn't get you into Tao because we moved in on your reservation, but hook us up with a better time slot. Maybe I'll trade my Tao reservation for a different time slot. You never know. All right. Next week, when you come back here, 94.9ers, next week we are going to start building up to our Mega Martins money giveaway for the home show, which is May 15th and 16th. We're going to be doing this show live as we always do. So make sure you come back to learn about the big package. I mean, last year's package was like $2,000, something ridiculous.
Bananas, concrete, oil tanks. Just insanity.
We're giving away building materials, which have skyrocketed 100%. I don't know if Martin's throwing in building materials, but it's going to be a ridiculous package. Tune in next week, every single Saturday, Real Estate Radio at 11. And next week, we'll be building up to that. If you want to connect with Pat this week, go over to Barnum Plans. Plan up your future, barnumplans.com with PK. And if you want to get into real estate, that's realestateagentscholarship.com. We're paying for your license. Mikey V, appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. And who knows when I'll see you next.
Yeah. See you at Tao, buddy. We'll see you at Tao.
All right, my brother.
We'll definitely see you there.
Stay in a while.
Welcome back anytime. All right, thank you. Everybody, have a great weekend. See you next week. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Yeah.